This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. The 10th International Day of Yoga is being celebrated across the globe today. The main function was held at Sher-e-Kashmir International Conference Center in Srinagar, Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the celebrations from Srinagar. JNK Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, Union Minister Pratap Rao Ganpat Rao Jadhav, and many other dignitaries joined the program. Globally, the embassies and Indian missions abroad will join the celebrations, reflecting yoga's widespread influence. On the occasion, Prime Minister addressed the gathering and participated in the Common Yoga Protocol session, highlighting yoga's significance in nurturing physical, mental, and spiritual growth. He underlined that the number of people practicing yoga is growing worldwide and its utility is also being recognized by the people. He stated that there is barely any world's leader who has not discussed yoga during his interactions. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina arrived in New Delhi this evening on a two-day visit to India at the invitation of Prime Minister Modi. This is the first incoming bilateral state visit after the formation of the new government in India. Sheikh Hasina will hold a meeting with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today. The Ministry of External Affairs today said that India and Bangladesh are committed to deepening and strengthening their special ties. Briefing the media in New Delhi, MEA spokesperson Ranjit Jaiswal said that both the sides have lots of expectations as the relationship is so friendly between the two nations. On the state visit of Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to India, Mr. Jaiswal said that agreements and MOUs will be signed between the two nations tomorrow. On the issue of the deaths of Hajj pilgrims, the MEA spokesperson said that 98 Indian pilgrims have lost their lives in Hajj this year. He said the Indian mission in Jeddah is providing assistance to the pilgrims. Speaking about the issue of Khalistani activities in Canada, the MEA spokesperson said that Khalistani activities are a matter of serious concern for India. He said India has repeatedly called upon the government of Canada to take action. Union Health Ministry today released a document about health services for Hajj pilgrims. Health Secretary Apurva Chandra, while releasing the document titled Medical Care Arrangements for Hajj Pilgrimage, said the document entails comprehensive health care planning for Indian Hajj pilgrims in Saudi Arabia. He informed over 1,75,000 pilgrims, including 40,000 elderly, undertook the Hajj pilgrimage this year, and over 2 lakh OPDs were carried out. The medical teams also visited the pilgrims. The Supreme Court today declined to halt the NEET UG 2024 counselling process again and sent a notice to the National Testing Agency. The court clubbed new pleas with the existing petitions and set a hearing date for July 8. This decision comes amid ongoing legal challenges regarding the NEET UG examination. Union Coal and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy today launched the 10th round of auction of coal mines for commercial mining in Hyderabad. A total of 67 coal mines will be put on the block, and the move is expected to enhance the domestic coal production and ensure energy security for the country. This is for the first time that the auction was launched outside Delhi. As per the coal ministry, the blocks to be put on sale include both coking and non-coking coal mines. Andhra Pradesh Legislative Assembly commenced its inaugural session today, marked by the oath-taking of the newly elected MLAs in the Assembly Hall at Velagapuri, Amravati. TDP MLA G. Buchaiya Chaudhary presided as the pro tem speaker. Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu was the first to take the oath, followed by Deputy Chief Minister Pawan Kalyan. In T20 Cricket World Cup, England will face South Africa at Darren Sammy National Cricket Stadium, Gro Islet, St. Lucia this evening in their Super 8 clash. Earlier in the day, Australia defeated Bangladesh by 28 runs at Sir Vivian Richards Stadium, North Sound, Antigua. Bangladesh scored 140 for 8 and stipulated 20 overs. In response, Australia scored 100 for 2 in 11.2 overs in a rain-disturbed match and won as per the Duckworth-Lewis-Stern method. And that is the end of this news bulletin.